First Amendment and All American Station,
a division of Insane Broadcasting,
Renegade Radio.
This portion of the Bob Romanek Grim Reaper of Radio is brought to you by NAME, the National Association for Majority Equality, a national organization established to fight for and preserve equality for every American, regardless of race.
You are listening to the War Radio Network, White Awareness Radio, the first and only radio station in the country that has the nerve and guts to stand up, not against the proud black community, but instead to stand up and speak up for the proud white community. War, WAR, White Awareness Radio, keeping the proud white community informed in this violent, turbulent, ever-changing world.
This is Bob Romanek, the Grim Reaper of Radio. Here at KQQZ 1190 AM, we like to have fun. But on a very serious note, you have probably noticed the very unorthodox way that we operate this radio station. We do things quite differently, probably unlike any other radio station in the universe. In the radio world, dead airspace is the worst thing that could ever happen. But here at KQQZ 1190 AM, we think sometimes that dead airspace and silence is good. No, great, especially when it gives us time to remember our loved ones who have passed on before us. Too often, we are too busy to take a moment out of our hectic day to remember our loved ones. KQQZ will now have a minute of dead airspace, a minute of silence, if you will. So please, take this time to remember the loved ones that we will never forget. It will certainly make your day a whole lot better. If you don't appreciate the minute of silence to honor our loved ones that have passed on before us, or if you're offended by the silence, then please tune to another station. And after you've tuned to another station because of our silence, don't come back. Because our radio family here at KQQZ really don't want you as a listener. Now, KQQZ's Minute of Silence. KQQZ 1190 AM sincerely thanks you for your patience and decency. Now, back to our regular scheduled programming.
Beware. Beware. This is a warning. The Grim Reaper of Radio, Bob Romanek, with his off-the-record show is about to air. He's probably the nastiest and craziest son of a bitch that you've ever had the misfortune to encounter. The Grim Reaper show will be very controversial and probably quite tasteless. If you are even slightly offended by controversial matter concerning religion, racial matters, politics, or life's problems, you are hereby warned to turn this program off immediately. The Grim Reaper Show will be, like his face, very scary and very ugly. At this time, not proudly, but shamefully, presents to you Bob Romanek, the craziest son of a bitch on the radio today.
Now on the day I was born, the nurses all gathered round, and they gazed in wide wonder at the joy they had found. The head nurse spoke up, said, "Leave this one alone." She could tell right away that I was bad to the bone. Bad to the bone. Bad to the bone. Bad. 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 Bad to the bone.
This is Bob Romanek, the Grim Reaper of radio, and you're listening to the all-new KQQZ 1190 AM Insane Broadcasting at its finest, America's bi-state voice of freedom, Renegade Radio. And as always, we are proud, very, very proud to be the Patriot.
Welcome to this great, great Friday morning. It looks a little cold, but it's kind of clear, so you good people, I think it's going to get a little bit nicer. It's going to be in the 30s, I believe. So again, thank you guys, everyone, all throughout this country and every state who take the time to listen to this no-good, rotten son of a bitch, Bob Romanek. But I think at the end of the show, we all pick up a little bit. We all learn a little bit, including me. So let's try to keep it that way. It's always amazing. It's always amazing how people will say one thing and then do something else. You know, we've got all this crap going on all throughout the St. Louis region. The whites fighting the blacks fighting the whites fighting each other, the blacks fighting each other. I don't think anybody gives a damn anymore. I just think everybody wants to be in a fight. And it's amazing. It's amazing how we let this crap go and continue and continue and continue to let it go, but for some reason we do. The blacks are talking about the whites are no good son of a bitches. The whites are talking about the blacks being no good son of a bitches. And I say you put it all together and you don't have much going on. You've got a constant fight and it's going to remain a fight. We've been fighting since the 60s, the 70s, the 80s, the 90s, the 2000, 2010, now into 2020. You've heard me a million times. There's a lot of good, good, proud black people out there. I respect them, and I think they respect me. Now, there's a lot of niggers out there, a lot of niggers, who disrespect me because they know that I disrespect them. As there is a lot of whites, decent whites, who respect what I say, don't always have to agree with what I say, but they respect what I say. And then you've got the crackers and the hunkies who give a damn less. They don't give a damn if they agree with it or not. They're going to fight the opposite just to be out there on Front Street. And it's amazing. It's amazing that it has to end up being that way. But it does, and that's the way it is. I want to talk about Mr. Weinstein. You know Mr. Weinstein, don't you? Harvey Weinstein, he's involved in a rape trial in New York. And it says that Weinstein's lawyers, they'll start calling witnesses of their own as the trademark celebrity trial moves one step closer to a verdict. They haven't said whether Weinstein himself would testify. Doing so could bring the big risk because the prosecutors would be able to grill him about each of the allegations. Weinstein's attorney, Donna Rotundo, immediately asked the judge to dismiss the case, arguing the testimony from the women he is charged with raping does not have any show of forcible act by Mr. Weinstein. The judge rejected the motion. So they're going to go through the trial. Now the prosecution has rested their case. Now Weinstein and his attorneys are going to put on a defense case. Now I think it's going to be difficult. I could be wrong, but I think it's going to be difficult with what every one of those witnesses said, those alleged victims said, that Weinstein forced them to have sex. Then they tell me that in some of the conversations, it's unbelievable, because even though they may have said no, they had sex with him not once, not twice, but many, many times. Now, they're going to argue that any sexual contact he had with any of these people was consented by both him and the alleged victims. Now, I don't know if I believe that, but I would have to say at the end of the day, I personally don't think, even though they give all their information and give their facts as they see them, I don't think there's enough evidence to find Harvey Weinstein guilty of anything. Now, again, I could be wrong, but I listened to some of the case. I listened to some of the people on both sides, and I honestly think, even though probably most people will think, well, that Weinstein's a piece of crap, what he did was wrong, but you can't prove what he did was wrong because all these people that said that he forced himself on them, they had sex more than once, twice, three times. So I honestly think at the end of the day, you're going to find that the jury's going to find Weinstein not guilty just because there wasn't enough proof to prove he was guilty of anything. And again, I think most people know Weinstein. Most people know of him. Most people knew how he played the game. And I'm sure he was probably wrong a lot of times. But again, I don't think there's enough in this trial to say that beyond a reasonable doubt. That's what you have to go by. Beyond a reasonable doubt, he was guilty. He was guilty of rape. So I think this will go on, I don't know, for another week, I would guess, a week to 10 days. And then they'll give it to the jury. And then the jury will decide his innocence or guilt. And again, I honestly think that he will be found not guilty. I'll put that in my pipe that I don't smoke. And when the decision comes down, we can talk about it more. But I think at this point, there's not enough evidence to convict him of any of those things. But again, let's wait and see the case that him and his attorneys bring forward. Let's let them go ahead into the deliberation room and deliberate and come out with what they hope will be a fair and justifiable verdict. Whether it's guilty or whether it's innocent, it's going to be up to the 12 jurors to decide. I want to talk about St. Louis, and you know, they all think that I'm the biggest racist. Now, not the proud white people, not the proud black people. They know what I'm about. I'm talking about the niggers. I'm talking about the crackers. I'm talking about the hunkies. There's so many proud blacks that may not agree with everything I say or do, but they know that I'm about treating everybody fair. But we have this Tamika Hubbard, the Fifth Ward Alderwoman, who says racial division at City Hall boiled to the surface last week at the Board of Aldermen meeting meant to discuss a potential closing of the city's medium security institution. Now, it says she's black, and it shows a picture that she's black. She's fighting. She wants to fight. She's saying that it's all racial. And, you know, there's a little racism, I think, in all of us. I think there's a little racism in all of us, but I don't think it gets to the point where it really hurts either the whites or the blacks. Now, there are some whites that want to hurt the entire black community. There are some blacks that want to hurt the entire white community. But I think all in all, that most people, both black and white, are out to do good for them, their families, their community, and their neighbors. There's a lot of people that are white that don't mind being around the proud black, and there's a lot of proud blacks that don't mind being around the proud whites. But you have to fight through. You have to fight through some of this crap. And a lot of times, that's what it is. It's nothing but a little bit of crap. But they're going to talk. They're going to talk. Hey, it's racist. Everything's racist. Those white people down at City Hall, it's all racist. They want to make it racist. So if they want to make it racist, we'll make it racist. And I honestly think that's the worst thing. The worst thing anybody can do. Because at the end of the day, most people aren't racist. Now, they may have some different thoughts than you. They may have some different thoughts than me. But that doesn't make them racist. They may think a little bit different along the racial lines, but that doesn't make them racist. These racist bastards, both black and white, are the no good son of a bitches that come out fighting no matter what you say and how you say it. They come out fighting and they're going to continue to fight. Now, it really doesn't make any difference. Doesn't make any difference whether you like it or not. They're going to start the fight. And in 2012, they had a charter amendment that changed the reduction of the aldermen. In 2022, that's 2 years off, the board will consist of not 28 aldermen, it'll be broken half. There'll be 14 aldermen and the president of the board. Now, it's going to be difficult. I think Collins Muhammad and Joe Vaccaro and a few others are trying to have it rechanged. I don't know if at this point they can get it rechanged. They may have to wait 4 years. I really don't know, but they're going to put it together. They're going to try to put something together and say, hey, it's time to rechange this because things aren't right. Now, in my book, I think they are right. In your book, maybe you think they're right, maybe you think they're wrong, but you've got every right, as I do, to express your opinion. Now, your opinion is as good as anybody's. I don't care if you're an alderman, an alder lady, or if you're just a citizen. Your opinion is just as good as anybody else's. Now, it doesn't mean as much in an election, doesn't mean as much when you're trying to get some of the ordinances changed around, but to me, my opinion is just as good as the President of the United States' opinion, and I think you guys understand the same thing. I think you guys know that your opinion is just as important as the President of the United States, every governor, every senator. Now, you may not want to say it, or you may be a little embarrassed, but at the end of the day, people, at the end of the day, your opinion is just as good as anybody else's. And it's amazing that it has to be that way. Amazing that we have to fight through it to say, hey, he's got every right to give his opinion. We all have every right to give our opinions. I know people call a lot of times my show. They don't want to be on the air. They just want to express their opinion. And if that's what they want, they have every right not to be on the air. But it's really, really, really amazing how some people don't give a damn. They don't give a damn if they think they're right. They don't give a damn if they think they're wrong. They're just going to fight the fight because there's a fight to be fought. Maybe they're wrong, and sometimes I think they know. Sometimes I think they know they're wrong, but they'll fight it anyway. And I do not, for the life of me, do not understand why they keep playing that game, but they do. Let's stay over in St. Louis. You know what's coming up, too, with this trolley, this loop trolley. Cruson says, don't give up on the plague loop trolley. Why not? It's going nowhere. That $40, $50 million was a waste of everybody's money. We all know that. It's been on the news numerous times. It's been on the federal news numerous times. Nobody wants to deal. Nobody wants to deal with the trolley. It's lost money after money after money. And nobody will say anything about it. They want it, hey, we only had 15 riders, but that's okay. We should keep it because that's what it was meant to do. We're going to pick up more riders. There's going to be more riders. No, there's not going to be more riders. It's been over a year. It's been over a year, and there's not going to be more riders, and they know that. I think, Cruson, I think she really knows what's going on, but she wants to show everybody that she can push the buttons and get people to say, hey, maybe, just maybe, that trolley will work. I personally don't think it's going to work. I don't think you good people think it's going to work, but we'll have to find out what's really going on before it really gets out of hand. But it's amazing. It is really amazing that this crap goes on and goes on and goes on, and nobody does a damn thing about it. I see in one of the St. Louis black newspapers, well, I won't say black, I'll have to say one of the nigger newspapers, because it's all about the niggers. It's not anything about the whites. It's not even about the proud blacks. It's about the niggers. But they've got one page, and it says, God helps those who buy black. Buy black in big letters. I support the National Buy Black campaign. Isn't it amazing? Isn't it amazing that these people are going to come out? These people are going to come out and say, hey, listen, I support the black campaign. I support the black movement. And when you ask them, what do you support about the black movement? What do you support about all the blacks and their businesses? And you know what most of them will say? I just support them because they're black. If they're black, I support them. The whites aren't going to support them. But since they're black, I, as a black person, will support them. We'll stay behind them. And you know what that does most of the time, people? That hurts a proud black business, because a proud black person's not going to get behind something just because the business is run or owned by a black person. They're going to get behind somebody that's doing a good job, that the business is going to be successful. And I don't think at the end of the day, they give a damn if it's white, black, purple, or green. They just want success in the St. Louis region. And as we all know, St. Louis is the number one most dangerous and deadly city in this great United States of America. We found that out last week. I reported on it last week. And it's amazing. It's amazing how nobody wants to talk about it. It gets one day in the paper, maybe two, and then everybody just moves on. Why does everybody want to move on from a bad situation like that? Shouldn't happen. It shouldn't happen. It should be taken care of. It hasn't been taken care of. But maybe, that Trump now will be able to do something, not just for the Republicans, but be able to do something for the Republicans, be able to do something for the Democrats, the independents, men, women, black and white. I think it's time that we all come together, and I think you good people, the decent people, feel the same way. Now, whether it's going to come to that, nobody knows. I see, and I guess we'll go to the other side, we'll come to the Illinois side of the river, that they want to change the name of a new town in St. Clair County. He says it's actually two existing names who mayors are touting a merger. It's Allerton and Centerville. And they want to make it where the town will be called Alcentra. Alcentra will be the name of the town. That being the combination of two names suggested by someone not gifted or possibly just undecided. So they figured they'd just go ahead and put both the names together. I think it's kind of stupid, actually. I think it's kind of stupid. But in the Madison St. Clair Record, It says, Alcentra, in their viewpoint, will offer the worst, not the best, of Allerton and Centerville. This is the people from the Madison Sinclair Record is saying how bad those two towns coming together would make it a better town. It's not going to ever be a better town. It says there's no intelligent residents of either town would believe such obvious lies, and it's despicable that leaders who ask for your trust betray it in such utter nonsense. Both Allerton and Centerville have been hemorrhaging citizenship for years. Allerton's population declining 20% over the last decade. Currently, it's 2,000 people. And Centerville's by 12% decrease, it's roughly now 5,000. It says merging the two towns might mean one less mayor to pay for and a consolidation of duplicative city services. But it's highly unlikely these annual budgets for Allerton is going to be less than the current budget of Allerton and Centerville combined. The problem, they say, for Allerton and Centerville is not that their size. It's the mismanagement, the incompetence, the corrupt leadership in the entrenched Democratic Party are what is destroying both communities and many other communities throughout the state of Illinois. We, the voters, have to reclaim our hometown and our state. Now, this is the viewpoint of the people at the Madison Sinclair Record, and I usually don't agree with these son of a bitches because most of the time, after research, I find out that they're probably wrong. But this time, I'd have to agree. I think that's probably the worst thing that can happen. Staying on the Illinois side, it says corruption, and this is also in the Madison Sinclair Record. Corruption, in big letters, is the root of Illinois' problems. It's a letter by State Representative Charlie Meyer out of Oakville, Illinois. What a great guy. He's a Republican. Don't give a damn if he was a Republican or a Democrat. He's a great man. He's trying to do what's best for our state. And I think sometime maybe he goes along with some of the Republican, some of the Democratic philosophy. But most of the time, you can't fight these son of a bitches if you're a Republican because they've beat you 3-1. I mean, they've overwhelmed the Republicans in the state of Illinois, just like in the state of Missouri. The Republicans have overwhelmed the Democrats 3-4-1. So it's amazing that it has to be that way. But Charlie Myers is talking about the maps. He's talking about ongoing investigations. He's talking about doing something for the community that'll do something for everybody, not just the Democrats. And you know, if he fought for the Republicans, it's not going to make any difference because the Republicans in the state of Illinois aren't getting a damn thing, just like the Democrats in the state of Missouri. They're not getting a damn thing. But you notice how when this crap keeps going, it goes and goes and goes. Everybody just drops it. They don't want to talk about it. They don't want to say, hey, they're probably wrong. Why would they say they're probably wrong if they're not? It's amazing what the politicians, and in the Illinois side, it's the Democrats. In Missouri, it's the Republicans who just continue to fight and beat and fight and beat and tear up the opposition party. Whether they think the party is right or wrong, they do not give a damn. They do not give a damn because they're concerned more about doing for their community. And when I say their community, I'm talking about doing for their political community, not for the community in general, not for the community that has both Democrats, Republicans, men and women in it. They don't want to do that. They don't want to fight for what's right. They want to fight for their party. They don't give a damn if it hurts the other party. They don't give a damn if it kills the other party. They're just going to do what they want to do when they want to do it. And they don't give a damn who says or does anything about it because they have the majority. Again, just like in Missouri, the Republicans, the shoe's on the other foot. The Republicans have the majority, and they're going to do what they want, when they want, because they can. It's amazing that it has to go that way. Talking of national politics, I listened a little bit yesterday. President Donald Trump took a scorched earth victory lap Thursday, unleashing his fury against those who tried to remove him from office while looking ahead for his re-election campaign. Trump quietly said, acquitted, denouncing his political foes, declaring the impeachment process as a disgrace, and portrayed himself as a victim rather than a president accused of serious corruption. Now, he's going to start this crap, and there's going to be more to come. I don't think that the Democrats are going to stop. There's about 11 months left in the election. I don't think the Democrats are going to stop. I think they're going to keep fighting and fighting and fighting, and I think they're going to try to come up with something to get Trump thrown out of office. Now, everybody knows that it's not going to work, but that's okay. That's okay. Everybody knows it's not going to work, but the Democrats will fight to still get him thrown out of office. The Republicans will fight to keep him in office. And I think when it's all said and done, it's going to be amazing to find out. And I think, don't know for a fact, but I think it's going to come to this. I think the Republicans, not in Illinois, the Democrats will take the state of Illinois. The Democrats will be for whoever the Democratic nomination is. And they don't give a damn. They don't give a damn if it's Elizabeth Warren. They don't care if it's Bernie Sanders. They don't care if it's Blagojevich. They don't care who the hell it is. They do not give a damn who it is, as long as it's not President Donald Trump. And it's amazing how they let this crap go and go and go, and they have no thoughts about it. They don't say, hey, maybe we're wrong, maybe we ought to give him a chance, let's beat him at the polls, let's try to keep this country together, let's come in November and try to beat him at the polls. They don't want to do that. They want to beat him now. They want to throw him out of office yesterday, the day before that, and the day before that. But apparently it hasn't worked, and it's not going to work. So we'll see where we're at on that. We come back, I'm going to talk about some of the property tax increases in Belleville and four, five, six other things. And people, don't hesitate to give me a call. You can call toll-free 1-888-394-1430. On the east side, 394-1190. We'll be back right after this break.
This is Bob Romanek, the Grim Reaper of Radio, and you're listening to the all-new KQQZ 1190 AM Insane Broadcasting, America's Bi-State Voice of Freedom, Renegade Radio. And as always, we are proud, very, very, very proud to be the Patriot.
Get up, stand up. Stand up for your right. Get up, stand up. Stand up for your right.
Listening to Bob Romanek, the Grim Reaper of Radio, is like getting shot in the head. It only hurts for a little while. Then you die and the pain is gone.
From KQQZ 1190 AM, St. Louis, Missouri, USA, you're listening to Bob Romanek, the Grim Reaper of Radio.
This program intended for mature audiences.
The only thing worse than listening to Bob Romanek, the Grim Reaper of Radio, is perhaps getting your head severed. But then some will say it's a toss-up. Now, back to Bob Romanek, the Grim Reaper of Radio.
Who let the dogs out? Who let the dogs out? Who let the dogs out? Who let the dogs out?
When the party was spiced, the party was bumping. And everybody having a ball. Until the fellas started in calling. And the girls respond to the call. I have a poor white shout out.
Who let the dogs out?
This is Bob Romanek, the Grim Reaper of Radio, and you're listening to the all-new KQQZ 1190 AM Insane Broadcasting, America's bi-state voice of freedom, Renegade Radio. And as always, we are proud, very, very proud to be the Patriot. As always, welcome back to the dark side. Again, this is Bob Romanek, the craziest, no-goodest, rottenest son of a bitch you'll ever want to hear on radio, television, YouTube, iTube, VTube. Don't give a damn. And again, if you don't like it, don't listen. I understand that. Some people don't like it and they don't listen. Some people like it and listen every day. Some people don't like it and listen every day because they don't like me. They don't like what I have to say, but they want to hear what I have to say. And to those people, I say I sincerely, one who appreciates, say I appreciate that, because we all have people that we want to hear from. We all have people that we don't want to hear from. Then we all have people that we don't care about, but we want to hear from because they have something worth saying. And I think that's where most people throughout this country are at with me. They don't like me. A lot of times I don't like me. But other than want to fight, they want to hear what I have to say. And it makes you feel good. It makes you feel good at the end of the day when you're fighting with these people to understand that you're fighting for a reason. You're fighting for what you think is right. And some people will fight and stay fighting. Other people won't. And you just have to work around it. You know, you can't always be right. I'm not always right, but when I'm not right, I don't say anything. I research it and research it and research it until I find out that I'm either right or wrong. And if I'm right, you know I'll talk about it. If you're wrong, I'll talk about that too, but I won't talk about it very long. And I'll say, after doing a lot of research, I found out that I wasn't correct on this situation. And I'll be the first to admit that I'm not perfect. And I'd be the first to admit that I don't know anybody out there that's even close to perfect. We've all done things. We've all made mistakes. We have to fight through them, people. We have to fight through. Now, some of the mistakes are serious. Some of the mistakes are criminal. And if they are, you just have to fight through it and bring it to wherever you have to bring it to. But if it's not totally wrong or totally right, and you feel you have to fight, then go ahead and fight. Because at the end of the day, if you don't fight them, nobody else is going to be out there to fight for you. Nobody else will be out there to fight for you. And if nobody's going to fight for you, why would you expect to fight for yourself? And it's really, really, really amazing. It's really amazing how they can just keep this crap going and going and going. And nobody hardly ever wants to do anything about it. Hardly ever wants to do anything about it. But they'll do it and they'll call you out on it and they'll say, hey, you guys were wrong on this. You guys were wrong on that.
And a lot of times, until we get all the facts, we really don't know, as citizens of this great country, we really don't know exactly what's going on. But we'll fight until we find out what's right and what's wrong, and then we'll go with it from there. But it's really amazing when we can keep fighting to find out that we're right. And at the end of the day, these ass white bastards, the niggers, the crackers, the hunkies, they don't give a damn. They're going to keep their crap up, and they're going to say, no, you're not right. You're wrong. No matter what anybody says, you're wrong. People won't fight through it. People will just let it go. But you can't do that. You have to fight for what you believe in. You have to fight for what you think's right. Because if you don't, nobody else will. And it's amazing. It's amazing that it has to be carried that way. It's amazing that most people, if they think you're guilty, no matter what they hear in the courtroom, you're going to be guilty at the end of the day. And your friends and the people that think you're innocent, no matter what the opposition says, at the end of the day, they're going to think that you're innocent. That's the way it goes. That's the way it's going to continue to go. Let's go ahead and try to take a few callers before we get out of here. Go ahead, Joe. You're on the dark side.
Good morning, sir. I appreciate your programming, and I'm your twin, Bob. I talk like you talk. I guess that's why I say I'm your twin. I tell people what's going on out there, and a lot of them say I'm just prejudiced, and I tell them I'm not prejudiced. I just tell you what I see and what's going on. That's not prejudice. But I'm just sorry that more people don't feel the way you do. They take a blind eye. They put their head in the sand like an ostrich, and they let everything happen until it affects them, like you said. I just hope that in the future, if you have a problem with programming, that they'll let us know where you're at after that, you know.
Yeah.
Well, I enjoy listening to you, and I would really miss you if I couldn't find you on the programming.
Well, Joe, thank you very much. I sincerely appreciate that, but I'm not going anywhere. I may not be on this station, but I'm going to be on a station because the FCC, the FBI, the IRS, the Mothers League, nobody can keep a person off the air. Now, they can say, hey, you own the stations, and you can't legally do that, and they can fight and fight, and I believe eventually take the stations away. Now, I don't know if they take the stations away, that if they're ever going to come back. I was told they're not, but we're going to have to fight through that to understand what's really going on. But for them to say they're going to keep me off the air, there's no way anybody can keep me off the air. There's no way anybody can keep you, Joe, off the air. Are you Sam? Are you Tom? Are you Betty? Are you Shirley? You guys have every right. If somebody wants to put you on the air and they want you to talk about whatever subject you want to talk about, nobody can stop you. Now, you can't cuss. There's 5 or 6, 7 words that you can't say, and if you say them, they can't throw you off the air. They'll just fine you $5,000, $10,000, $15,000, and then they'll let you go and put you back, let you be back on the air. So I think that's what's going to happen with us. We have too many people all throughout the country that listen to the show. Not that they like me, because I don't think most people do like me. And I, at that point, all I have to say is, I don't really give a damn. I don't give a damn who likes me, who doesn't like me. I just give a damn that people will listen to what I have to say, will take what I have to say, write it down, then research for themselves. And at the end of the day, you'll find out that I was either right in your eyes or I was wrong in your eyes, and then you guys can go accordingly. It's amazing. It's amazing how some of this crap just keeps flying and flying and flying, and nobody gives a damn. It's amazing that it happens today, it happened last week, it happens all over the country. Most people will say, well, I'm not going to get involved. Well, if you don't get involved, who is going to get involved? You can't be right all the time, but you can't be wrong all the time either. You have to research the best you can, you have to come up with your best case scenario, then you have to run with it. And you'll find sometimes you're right, sometimes you're wrong. Sometimes there's really an in-between where some people are right with part of what they're saying and doing, and then not right with the other part of what they're saying and doing. But we found in this great country of ours, most people, if they're Democrats, they'll go one direction. If they're Republican, they'll go another. And they won't change. And I think when I read that, when I hear about that, I think, how the hell can people say, hey, I'm a Democrat and such is a Democrat, so I believe him. Why would you believe somebody, even if it's the same party as you are, even if he's your next door neighbor? There's a lot of things that neighbors say and do that isn't right. And you people know that. You people know that all the time. So what we have to do in a situation like that is just fight through it and say, hey, if it's right, in my opinion, after researching it, I'm going to be for it. If it's wrong, in my opinion, after I research it, I'm going to be against it. And that's all you have to do. You don't have to fight the fight just because your neighbor fights the fight. You don't have to fight the fight because your neighbor fights the fight and you think, well, if he thinks it's right or if he thinks it's wrong, maybe it is right. Maybe it is wrong. No, we don't have to go through that. We can do our own research and decide which direction we want to go. And I hope everybody that listens to my show day in and day out understand what I'm talking about. You can't be perfect. I'm not perfect. You good people aren't perfect. We're going to talk good sometime. We're going to talk bad sometime. But no matter what we do or what we say, there's always two sides. Two sides to every story. Actually, there's three sides. There's usually my side. If you're against me, there's your side. And in somewhere in between my side and your side is the truth. And that's draped somewhere between my opinion, my facts, between your opinion and your facts, somewhere in the middle or on either side, you're going to find that the real truth will come out. And if the real truth comes out and you find out it's not all you thought it'd be, you have to reevaluate, you have to research it. Then you have to say, you know, I was wrong on this part of this situation, but I was right on these other parts. So it's really amazing. Let's go ahead, Macho Man, you're on the dark side.
Oh, Bob Romantic, from the top side to the back side to okay. The front.
Okay, you don't have to go. Why do I have to get a jerk off like the Macho Man? You know, you get ignorant people. See, I get those calls every day. I may get 20, 30, 40, 50. I don't take those calls. I don't want to give these guys the benefit of the doubt. They know what they're talking about isn't right. They know what they're talking about is just to get under somebody's skin. They don't give a damn about what's right or wrong because, see, most of those people don't know what's right or wrong. Most of those people just want to get on the air. They want to talk their crap, and they don't give a damn because the Macho Man, that's not his name. It's probably Peter or Jerry or a stupid name, but he's going to call and be the Macho Man and let everybody know what he's talking about, what he's thinking. And it just really, really, really amazes me that people let this crap happen. We're going to take a quick break. We'll be right back. This is Bob Romantic, the Grim Reaper of radio, and you're listening to the all-new KQQZ 1190 AM, Insane Broadcasting at its finest, America's bi-state voice of freedom, Renegade Radio, and as always, we are proud, very, very, very proud to be the Patriot.
Get up, stand up for your right. Get up, stand up.
Listening to Bob Rowe.
Bob-romantic. The Grim Reaper of radio is like getting shot in the head. It only hurts for a little while. Then you die and the pain is gone.
From KQQZ 1190 AM, St. Louis, Missouri, USA, you're listening to Bob Romanek, the Grim Reaper of radio.
This program intended for mature audiences.
The Grim Reaper of radio, death, and taxes. Three things you never really want to experience. Now, let's get back to Bob Romanek, the Grim Reaper of radio.
Didn't like trouble, but if it came along, everyone that knew him knew which side that he'd be on. He never was a hero for this county's shining light, but you could always find him standing up for what he thought was right. He'd say, you've got to stand for something or you'll fall for anything. Your own man, not a puppet on a string. Never compromise what's right and uphold your family name. You've got to stand for something or you'll fall for anything.
This is Bob Romanek, the Grim Reaper of radio, and you're listening to the all-new KQQZ 1190 AM, insane broadcasting at its finest, America's bi-state voice of freedom. Welcome back to the last minute or two of On the Dark Side with me, Bob Romanek, the craziest, no goodest, rottenest bastard that you'll ever, ever, ever want to see on the radio, on television, anywhere. As we know, the weekend is right on us. So I would ask everybody, you guys know, what's going on? You know what you have to do this weekend. The first thing we have to do is take care of our family, our friends, our communities. Everybody knows that. That's first and foremost. And then we work out and we take care of our neighbors. We take care of our community because that's what we do in this great country of ours. So as always, as you good people know, I hope everybody, friend and foe, has a safe, enjoyable, prosperous weekend. But you know as well as I do what we have to do today and every day. What we have to do is come together, research what's going on, and then destroy. I say literally, no, figuratively, yes. We have to destroy these ass-wipe bastard, political, parasitical, perverted punks that we call politicians. We say that day in and day out because that's what has to be done. That's what needs to be done. That's what must be done if we all come together. The proud whites, the proud blacks, the proud men, the proud women, the proud Democrats, the proud Republicans. We all have to come together and destroy not only the niggers, but the crackers and the hunkies. And as always, and you know what I say, we have to destroy them. Never, never, never any violence. We have to destroy them as always. We have to destroy them politically, of course, right here on the dark side.
Oh. All the way from Bootlip, I mean the Boot Hill of the Ozarks, Bob Romanek, the grim rapper of radio, with his brand new single Nigga Nation. The grim rapper of radio will be performing at Snoots and More in St. Louis this weekend.
Word! This is not about the Emancipation Proclamation, but instead the low-life nigga nation. All the greasy, sleazy, violent niggers need immediate incarceration to save our great nation from extermination and annihilation through the perpetration by the nigga nation. All the nigga think about is demonstration and devastation. They got to say nigga this and nigga that, and all the good people think this is no more than defecation, especially when the nigga nation cries and screams reparation. A nigger phrase that means they want something for free, or if not, there will be a nigger congregation who in desperation will have criminal determination and expectation to destroy our great nation in violation of all of our laws. The nigger nation needs to quit selling all those illegal deadly street medication and stop their impersonations of a porch monkey. This greasy nigger nation must finally get proper socialization and integration into a decent civilization instead of all of their thug intimidation. Why the nigger nation has an infatuation with violence and criminal association, no one knows. But if the nigger nation will act like they belong in our decent civilization, they will then get an invitation to be a respectful citizen instead of participation in all the violent confrontation. The nigger nation then needs to quit all that nasty fornication, popping out all those daddyless babies. Maybe the nigger nation ought to instead think about masturbation and copulation to the decent generation of both proud white and proud black population. The nigger nation will have a graduation from violence and then have a celebration, no longer being a low-life nigga of the nigger nation. If all this is done with proper determination, the nigger nation will then get vindication and a proclamation of dedication to quit being a nigger who wishes devastation on our great nation. But if there's any deviation from this dissertation, there will be ramification and then justification, not to give you a standing ovation or a paid vacation, but the ultimate criminal destination, a lifetime of incarceration. Now it's time for the breakdown. Nigga. And I don't mean Negro. Nigga. I don't mean black man. I mean nigga. Drop the mic, bitch.
This is Bob Romanek, the Grim Reaper of Radio, and you've been listening to the all-new KQQZ 1190 AM Insane Broadcasting, America's Bi-State Voice of Freedom, Radical Radio, and we are, as always, proud, very, very proud to be the Patriot.
They're coming to take me away, ha-ha. They're coming to take me away, ho-ho, hee-hee, ha-ha. To the funny farm where life is beautiful all the time. And I'll be happy to see those nice young men in their clean white coats. And they're coming to take me away, ha-ha.
The Patriot.
Your First Amendment and All American Station.
A division of Insane Broadcasting.
Renegade Radio.
KQQZ, St. Louis.